Tangkap.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jerry. I was the one conducting a survey with you. I unfortunately got disconnected. I was hoping you'd be willing to complete the survey.
I can try.
Appreciate that. All right, so the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background?
Yes.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt the police stop or follow them just because of their racial background?
Yes.
Okay. We're now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year?
No.
No, not in the past year, all right? Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You have, all right? Have you been arrested in the past year?
No.
No, okay. We're almost done. Just want to thank you for your time once again. Have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You have, okay. Have you been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year?
No.
No. Have you ever been convicted of a crime, meaning you were found guilty of a crime?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Have you been convicted in the last year of a crime? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
Yeah.
They have, okay. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No, not that I can think of.
No, okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year?
No.
Okay. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever pull you over for no reason while you were driving?
Yes, I answered that already.
Yeah. Okay. Been physically abusive to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Have they assumed that you were a thief?
Yeah.
A thief? Yes. Have they been verbally abusive to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Yeah.
I know some of these sound repetitive, but still got to ask them for quality purposes. Have they treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
I don't know. I don't know because of my dress or my race.
No problem. Have they arrested you for something you didn't do?
Yes.
Okay. Have they stopped and searched you for no reason?
Yes.
Have they accused you of having or selling drugs?
Yes.
They have. Sorry about that.
Yes.
So in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement pull you over for no reason while you were driving? Would you say it was
zero times in the last year.
Zero times in the last year, okay.
Yes.
In the past
good
year, how often have... How often have the... Still in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been physically abusive to you?
Zero times last year.
In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement assumed you are a thief?
I don't know. Zero time.
Problem? Right. The past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you?
Zero times.
In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement follow you?
I don't know.
Okay. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement arrested you for something you didn't do?
Zero times.
1 to 2 times. Okay, 0 times. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement stopped and searched you for no reason? 0 times.
Zero.
Okay. It's very clear to me that, you know, it was a good last year, like you said, right? But still got to ask these questions for quality purposes. So I really appreciate your patience with me. All right.
You got to so in the past, trying to help. Who's in Harvard, right?
I appreciate that. Huh? What was that?
Is it Harvard University?
Right. Harvard Kennedy School.
The Kennedy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement accused you of having or selling drugs? Zero times. All right. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements.
Okay.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, numb. Agree.
Numb? Agree? Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat? Okay. Next one. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly agree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strongly agree.
Okay. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strongly agree.
Okay. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Please tell me the extent to which... Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I'm sorry about that. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police.
Mm-hmm.
People are more uncomfortable around me. Do you agree or disagree?
No, people are very comfortable around me.
I'm sorry?
People are very comfortable around me. I disagree.
Okay, so do you strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree. People are very comfortable around me. Yeah.
Gotcha. People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. My friends have treated me with more respect.
My friends?
Yeah, my friends have treated me with more respect.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I would be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experiences with the police.
Well, I strongly agree with that.
Okay. I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
Strongly agree with that.
Okay. Because of my previous contact with police, my relationships with family members are strained.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Correct.
Correct? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost done. Appreciate your help. Can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know? Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
One more time. Give me that one more time.
Yeah. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Strongly. I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly agree.
Agree, okay. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay?
Correct.
All right, so we're almost done. This last question, sir, for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status, please?
Unemployed.
Employed?
Yes,
thank
employed.
You.
I'm a boss.
All right. I'm sorry, you say you're your own boss?
Well, no, I'm employed.
Let me keep it. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. What is your current marital status? Separated, divorced, widow, single,
separated.
Never married?
Separated.
All right. Thank you. How many children do you have?
One.
Thank you. How many adults, 18 and over, live in your household, including yourself?
Two,
okay. What is your household total income from all sources? I'm going to read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20,000, between 20 and 50,000, between 50 and 80,000, between 80 and 120,000, between 120 and 175,000, between 175 and 250,000, or more than 250,000.
It's probably 175.
Yeah, 120 to 175.
No, it's above that.
Or 175 and to 250,000.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
that
in that range.
Gotcha. All right, how long have you lived in Boston?
That's always the case.
Gotcha.
Huh?
As of now, yeah. Okay, so how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15 years, or all of your life?
All of my life.
All of your life, all right. What best describes your current living status? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere
family
you
friend.
Not pay rent? Family friend, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Do you currently live in public housing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closer to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you can say Main Street and Elm Street.
Marcella and Vale. That's a quick question.
Okay, no problem. We can leave it like that, no problem. Would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
For how much?
What was that?
How much?
A $50 gift card.
It depends how long it would be. But yeah, of course. I'm down for it.
Yeah, it's a little longer. You say you'd be okay with that? It's a little longer than one I just conducted with you. Okay, great.
How much longer than that one?
I honestly don't know. It just says that it's going to be a little longer. Okay, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. Now, you have completed the survey, so in order to give you for you to receive the $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, can you please provide me with your phone number and email address? The phone number, will it be the same when I'm calling right now?
Excuse me, yes, 617-224-8825.
8825, all right. May I have your email address, please?
Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R, Pinkney, P-I-N-C-K-N-E-Y, 72@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to spell it out one more time, please, if you don't mind. I think I made a mistake.
Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R, P-I-N-C-K-N-E-Y, 72@gmail.com. Luther.
Okay, did you speak? Luther?
L-U-T-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Peter. I as in indigo. P as in Peter. I as in indigo. N as in Nancy. C as in cat. K as in kangaroo. N as in Nancy. E as in Edward. And Y as in yellow. The number is 72 as in 1972. The year I was born. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. So Luther Pinkney. 72 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Okay, well, that's about it. The survey has been completed. I really appreciate your patience. And just check your email regularly so you can get the instructions on how to redeem the gift card, okay?
Yeah, man. I hope this isn't a scam, dude.
No, not at all. I mean, I haven't taken any of your, you know, bank
yeah,
info or anything
you
like
got
that.
My
so.
Email. You got a bunch of information.
No need to worry.
I'm a little nervous now. Can I get a contact
information?
I know.
There's a lot going on in the area right now. I mean, or the whole nation, I should say. I understand your concern.
Can I get some contact information from you?
What was that?
Ooh. Can I get some contact information from you from your office?
Yeah, my name is Jerry. And I'm doing this research study for Harvard Kennedy School. You can even, if you like, if it'll make you feel more comfortable, you can call Harvard Kennedy School and ask them if that is true, if they're conducting a study about, you know, the experiences of people with the police department. It probably should make you feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Right, you're more than welcome.
Is there a contact number you can give me?
For myself, I'm afraid not. I don't have a callback number. I'm just calling on the computer. We log
mm-hmm.
into a dialer and we make calls like that. So I really don't have anything I can provide you with.
Boston Police Study Survey of Boston Police
yes,
Interaction.
Harvard
uh-huh.
Kennedy School.
Yeah, Harvard Kennedy School. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate
it. I appreciate your help. Hope you have a great rest
Take
of your
care.
Night. Take care, you too. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.